I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area news for Thursday, August 1st on KJAN.com. An ATV accident in Adams County has claimed the life of a Lennox man and injured a child. The Iowa State Patrol reports a volunteer firefighter found 41-year-old Kerry Ishikawa and an unidentified 9-year-old boy underneath an overturned 1987 Honda ATV. The machine was located in a ditch near an intersection northwest of Lennox at around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. Ishikawa was pronounced dead at the scene. The boy was transported by helicopter to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Officials say the accident remains under investigation. A traffic stop on Interstate 80 near Adair Wednesday resulted in the confiscation of 50 pounds of marijuana. The Iowa State Patrol reports the pot was seized from an out-of-state vehicle, which was brought to a DOT garage in Adair for further examination. No other details have been released. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Wednesday afternoon of 21-year-old John Morgan Rush of Red Oak. Rush was taken into custody at his residence on a warrant for indecent exposure and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special session this evening at the High School Media Center, and during that 7:30 p.m. meeting, the board will act on approving contracts, amended contracts, and any resignations. The Walnut City Council will meet this afternoon during a regular session that begins at 5 o'clock. And during the meeting, the council will receive information from the Iowa DOT's Rex Allen with regard to speed issues, the possible installation of additional stop signs in the city. Another discussion will include the repair of the North Welcome sign, along with reduced visibility of the sign along Interstate 80, a possible change in the day of the regular city council meetings, and this November's city election. In other business, the Walnut City Council will review and update as necessary the city's infrastructure needs study and strategic plan. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday, acting on orders from the Iowa Attorney General's office, agreed to suspend for 30 days the cigarettes and tobacco sales permit for Hanson Valley Oil, located just south of the intersection of Interstate 80 and Highway 71. Auditor Dale Sunderman read a letter from the AG's office which explained the county has no choice but to suspend the business's tobacco sales permit.
Enclosed is a copy of the acknowledgement slash settlement agreement signed by Leanne Hansen of BLH Investments LC, in which it is admitted that a clerk at Hanson Valley Oil provided tobacco to a minor in violation of Iowa Code sections 453A.2 subsection 1 and 453A.22 subsection 2C. Hanson Valley Oil's retail cigarette tobacco permit must be suspended for 30 days.
The business was found to have violated for a third time state law regarding the sale of tobacco to a minor. The owners have paid a civil penalty of $1,500, but because it was the third offense, are required by the state to cease sales of tobacco products for a 30-day period of their choosing. The owners elected to suspend sales beginning at midnight September 9th and running through midnight October 9th. According to Supervisor Dwayne McFadden, in addition to complying with the order, the employee or employees responsible for the illegal sale of tobacco have been terminated. Supervisor Chuck Reakin voiced his protest of the sales suspension, but acknowledged there was nothing that could be done.
If he's taken actions and he's been fined and all that stuff through this period of time, 2-3 years, an employee is not supposed to be selling them or doing that. We know that, but he's paid a fine, he's paid his dues, and I'm not opposed to the law. It's just the way that sometimes it's handled.
In other business, the Cass County Board approved a motion to apply for a grant from the Iowa Department of Public Health in the amount of $4,238 to promote the development, enhancement, implementation, or sustainment of identified emergency medical service system standards from September 1st of this year through June 30th of 2014. Karen Reason, coordinator for Cass County EMS, said the grant funds will be divided among the various EMS entities within the county,
which include Atlantic Rescue, Cass County EMS Association, Messina Rescue, Anita Rescue, Griswold Rescue, Medevac, Ambulance Corporation, Cumberland Rescue, Lewis First Responders, and Wyota First Responders are those that are included in the grant process. Normally how we do it is divided equally between all the departments, which it would be $500, and then $238 would be allocated to Cass County EMS Association to hold countywide training.
And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.